Marjorie Taylor Greene praised by Coda Pink, authoritarian Tide Group, as strong anti-war voice. By Jasmine Jordan on December 11, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, set to leave Congress in January, was praised Wednesday by the co-founder of Coda Pink, a far-left activist group with a history of supporting authoritarian regimes, U.S. adversaries, and designated terrorist organizations, during a visit to her office on Capitol Hill. Medea Benjamin, who co-founded Coda Pink and identifies herself on X as a peace activist, posted to the platform on Tuesday, "We visited Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene today to thank her for becoming such a strong anti-war voice in Congress and tell her we will miss her." Attached to the post were two photos, one showing Benjamin wearing a shirt reading "I love Palestinian liberation" while posing with Greene in her office, and another featuring a group of Coda Pink affiliates, many wearing keffiyehs, a scarf that has become a symbol of Palestinian nationalism and is widely associated with pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas demonstrations. Benjamin was labeled by Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, in 2015 as radical Islam's best hope after she disrupted a foreign policy forum at the Atlantic Council. Benjamin was also deported from Egypt in 2014 after being detained and allegedly assaulted by authorities while attempting to reach Gaza. She claimed her arm was broken by Egyptian police before being handcuffed, forced onto a flight to Turkey, and hospitalized upon arrival in Istanbul. Shortly after Benjamin's post, Greene quote-tweeted it with a statement defending her stance, "I'm America first and fully against funding foreign wars and support peace because that's good for everyone, especially the most innocent people, children. I have enjoyed a friendship with Medea for a few years now, even though politics says that's not allowed. I've learned to find bridges with others, and that's how we all win and ultimately leads to peace." In 2010, Coda Pink, which describes itself on X as Transnational Feminists for Peace, publicly acknowledged Hamas had guaranteed the group's safety during its Gaza Freedom March, where members stayed in a Hamas-owned hotel and delivered humanitarian aid to the terrorist-controlled enclave. During that trip, Hamas officials provided security and addressed participants directly. Coda Pink also endorsed the Cairo Declaration to End Israeli Apartheid, aligning itself with anti-Israel boycotts and organizations backed by Hamas in Iran. Over the years, Coda Pink has aligned itself with the communist regime of the Castro brothers in Cuba, the authoritarian government of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran, and Hugo Chavez's Venezuela, whose leader openly admired Fidel Castro and styled himself in his image. Members of the group have visited each of these countries as guests of their respective regimes. The group's connections to the Muslim Brotherhood and Taliban figures, as well as support for the overthrow of U.S. allies like Egypt's Hosni Mubarak, have been thoroughly documented. More recently, Coda Pink has come under congressional scrutiny for its financial and ideological ties to Neville Roy Singham, a pro-CCP billionaire accused of funneling money through dark money nonprofits to extremist groups in the U.S. Coda Pink, co-founded by Singham's wife Jody Evans, was named in House Oversight Committee letters urging the Treasury Department to review and potentially freeze assets connected to suspected foreign influence operations. According to reports and congressional findings, Coda Pink has received significant funding connected to Singham's network, which supports groups accused of fomenting civil unrest and promoting CCP-aligned narratives. The organization has been central to the "China is not our enemy" campaign and has publicly downplayed or denied the Uyghur genocide, positions closely aligned with Chinese state propaganda. Coda Pink has also maintained a visible presence in U.S. domestic protests. On Thursday, the day after their visit to Greene, Coda Pink members disrupted a hearing of the House Homeland Security Committee during Secretary Kristi Noem's opening remarks. One protester, dressed as a Catholic cardinal, held a cross and a sign reading "Stop ICE Raids Coda Pink" while shouting "The power of Christ compels you. End deportations." Benjamin posted a video of the incident on X, writing, "Now, Coda Pink protesters just disrupted DHS Secretary Kristi Noem to say, stop terrorizing our communities. Get ICE off our streets." Coda Pink has been widely rebuked for exploiting events and tragedies to amplify its radical agenda. In January 2025, the group linked California wildfires to Israeli military actions in Gaza, claiming both were rooted in genocide and environmental injustice. Last year, at the Democratic National Convention, Benjamin led a pro-Palestinian march where anti-Semitic slogans, such as "Democrats are bought by Zionism," were displayed. In recent weeks, Green has attempted to reframe herself as an America First conservative truth-teller disillusioned with both parties' leadership. She has aligned herself with frustrations expressed by several Republican women lawmakers, including Reps. Nancy Mace, Anna Paulina Luna, and Elise Stefanik, who have publicly criticized Speaker Mike Johnson and accused GOP leadership of sidelining their legislative efforts. Green's claims of being marginalized stand in sharp contrast to her alignment this week with Code Pink, a group that brands itself as women-led, but whose co-founders have refused to condemn threats against a female reporter, aligned with Black Bloc demonstrators, and partnered with foreign regimes known for repression, including Iran and Hamas.